This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
We are on location today at the Pickering House, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. You know, it has been a while, Kristen, since I've been out here.
I know. We've gotten so accustomed to me going to you in the studio.
Yeah, where's my coffee?
You know what? I was just looking at my coffee thinking, I did not bring you a coffee or a tea today.
It's okay.
I owe you one.
We'll work it out.
All right. Thank you.
We've got a very big event coming up, and we've got a very special guest. Would you like to introduce her?
I would love to.
Go ahead.
So our guest today is Twyla Summers. She is our volunteer manager, the guru of all things volunteer, and she is going to talk today with us about our trash to treasure.
Hi, Twyla.
Hey, guys.
Hey, so I know this is the annual event that really is it's put on by the volunteers.
Yes.
This is all about, again, this is their contribution to gather the stuff, get it all set up at the fairgrounds, and then have this big weekend.
Yeah, it is. And it's a lot of work. We start on Monday the 3rd, and we start collecting items. So if you have some items that you've been wanting to get rid of, please come down to the fairgrounds and pull up, and we will take the items right out of your car. You don't even have to do that.
So the event is June 7th. This is Friday. Friday and Saturday. So June 7th, 8 to 4, and then Saturday, June 8th from 8 to 2.
That's correct.
And again, how many buildings do you think you'll use this year?
Well, last year we used 3, and the year before we used 3. So I'm hoping we keep it to 3, because that's a lot of work every time we add a new building.
I'm looking at a couple of the photos you have on your flyer, and again, you've got your team of volunteers. This really becomes, for the volunteers, an all-hands-on-deck affair, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We need all the hands we can get, because it's, just think, 3 buildings, and the 1 building is large.
Mm-hmm.
So we need people to price items, to take items where they belong, check out people, clean up. I mean, there's just so many things. And every year it seems like we add one more thing mm-hmm. that we can do.
Let's say it one more time, because I'm getting calls and questions, and people are saying, can you swing by and pick things up for me? So let's say again when they can run their items by. And it's so easy. On Monday, June 3rd, starting at 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh, yep. 10 to 4.
10 to 4. You can pull your car up, pop the trunk. Our volunteers and staff will come out, take everything out, take it inside. That's it.
That's it.
That's all you have to do.
So you load it, they'll unload it.
Absolutely. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sale starts on Friday and Saturday. And boy, does it ever start.
You know, we're running out of time for this segment, but I remember in past years, we've tried to do a radio show on the Thursday prior to where they're gathering the stuff. And we just seemed like we were in the way, because they're such a well-oiled machine. We are on location today for Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. We are at the Pickering House. And, you know, it's beautiful out here. I was taking that drive to get out here today, and I'm just thinking, you know, driving up into the trees and mm-hmm. how peaceful and nice it is up here, and how beautiful the grounds are. And this is, you know, I was literally for years I'd come out here every week, and it's like, wow, I really miss this place.
We're gonna have to get you back on the calendar once a month.
Once in a while, yeah, come out and do a field show. So we're talking trash to treasure. Twyla Summers is here, the volunteer manager. Before we go any further, Twyla, I want to talk volunteers for a second, because I know that training is kind of an ongoing thing, and you've got another class starting.
Yes, we have a class starting in July. It's a 6-week class. It goes by really fast. And if you're interested, you know, just give me a call here at the Pickering House, and we will get you signed up.
I can tell you, you've got many volunteers already, but you know, there's never such a thing as too many volunteers, right?
That's correct. Some people have said to me, oh, you've got so many volunteers, you don't need any more. And I say, well, we do, because everybody does different things.
I know that when we get to fair time, we'll talk about the Fairfield County Fair. I know that you've got, because we have two different locations where you're set up, it's volunteers all week, right?
Right, that's correct.
And yeah. You know, I think, what's our total for volunteers right now? Is it close to 100?
It's a little over 100.
Wow.
You know, that's pretty incredible. And I'm in a lot of different groups that I go to with other hospices, and we talk, and they'll say, well, how many volunteers do you have? And I tell them, and they just can't believe it. They said, how do you do it? And I said, it's just, you know, oftentimes the people that want to volunteer are those people that we have served someone in their family. And so I think that speaks really well to you about how many volunteers we have. What a great job you do is just finding their niche. If they want to sit with patients, we've got that. If they want to just participate in Trash to Treasure and all the events.
Yes.
Whatever they want to do and are comfortable with, that's what we can set them up to do.
I'm sure some of your volunteers are the snowbirds too, that they're in Florida or other places maybe part of the year.
And that's true. You know, like any organization, you know, I would say our average age of our volunteers is probably about 72, 73 mm-hmm. years old. And so they do want to go to Florida. Mm-hmm. They, you know.
I want to go to Florida. I'm ready for a vacation, but I'll wait a month or so.
And, you know, we're at that age where we're getting hip replacements, knee replacements, cataract surgeries. So that's why we always need more and more volunteers mm-hmm. so they can help out when our volunteers are off for a period of time.
Something that's really important to mention about that, too, is there's no mandatory hours per month or, you know, per week or something. It's whatever you can give is what we'll take from you.
One final thought before we take a break, and that is I'm sure that a lot of your volunteers are coming from other volunteers. They go out, they speak the praises of what you're doing, they talk about what they do as a volunteer, and the next thing you know, they're signing people up and bringing them in.
Yeah, and not only are they doing that, but, you know, there are our little soldiers out in the community promoting Fair Hope Hospice
right.
because they get to see it all the time.
Right.
And so they're promoting us. They're bringing in volunteers.
You've got volunteers. You've got advocates out there in the community that are you know, basically singing the praises and telling the reality of what a great organization it is. Twyla Summers is here. Kristen is here. It's Fair Hope Hospice and Palliative Care on location at the Pickering House. Fair Hope Hospice and Palliative Care is the home of the Pickering House. As I look out your window, Kristen, I see the Anita M. Turner Center down just slightly over the hill here.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the back, we also have, of course, the stream and the walking paths and all the beautiful things here on the campus.
Yeah, the shelter house is beautiful this time of year. And we are working to replace our playhouse out there. It's mm-hmm. had many years of wear and tear.
You've been doing a lot of playing out there?
I've caught the staff out there just taking a breather. But it's, you know, it wasn't safe for the kiddos anymore. Mm-hmm. So we are actively looking for a playhouse to put back out there. It's such an important part of helping our kids feel safe and comfortable
right.
while they're here.
Well, I'm going to ask Twyla the obligatory stupid question.
Okay.
Twyla, so we're going to talk Trash to Treasure, and I'm looking at some pictures of, like, different items you have. I would say you probably, over the 2 days, maybe sell, I don't know, 3 or 4 dozen items. See, that's your stupid question of the day. How many? I mean, we're talking thousands, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes. I wish we had somebody who could count all the items.
3 buildings full of stuff.
Yes.
Give us kind of an idea of what don't you take or what won't you allow?
We don't have the room for clothes. And so,
what am I going to do with all my big jeans? You know, I've got 2 drawers full of big jeans I need to get rid of.
Well, I'm sure there's another organization in town that will take that, Mark. But we don't do that. And we don't take big, big items. And that is like big tables with big dining room sets with lots of chairs. We just don't have the room or the manpower to move that stuff around.
Okay, but I'll tell you what you do have is a ton of kitchen items.
Oh, yes.
And I know this because Rachel and my wife Arlene both went out last year and dragged back boxes of Tupperware. And I said, what are you going to do? Oh, you can always use Tupperware. And they were like, I repaid like $2 for all this. I'm like,
yeah.
Wow.
Rachel was funny because she was even looking for some golf clubs.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a little bit of everything.
Oh, we usually have plenty of golf clubs.
Yeah, I think it's for her dad, wasn't it?
She was just on a hunt for some golf clubs.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Well, and the other, one of the other buildings that we have is all holiday. all the holidays, everything that you can even think of for the holidays. And that building usually sells out by the end of Saturday. Most things in the holiday building is gone.
Yeah, that, because again, it's June. You're going to need them pretty soon, right? Save big bucks.
Twyla, so let's talk about the money. The money that the volunteers raise. What happens to that money?
Well, it goes into our memorial fund for our patients and families. The volunteers with this money have purchased things for the Pickering House. They have purchased things like our birdhouses, that's at every room, bariatric bed. They really enjoy purchasing things for the Pickering House with the monies they've earned.
They're purchasing things that, Kristen, you couldn't justify spending other funding on.
Right, or maybe it's just a real true need and very expensive. For example, we have a need. Several years ago, the volunteers purchased a bariatric bed, which is a very extra large, oversized bed for just comfort. And those were things that we would have to rent, bring in, haul it out every time. Maybe the patient would have to wait. They purchased that bed. Now we have it. We can always use it. So if there's a situation where someone needs a little bit of a larger bed, we had a young lady who was here and her dog was everything to her. So her and her dog took that bed and they laid together. And, you know, so the volunteers do such great work. We're thankful for those special things that they do.
All right. We're out of time for this this week, but we'll be mentioning Trash to Treasure over the coming weeks because it is June 7th and 8th. 8 to 4 on Friday, June 7th, and 8 to 2 Saturday, June 8th at the Fairfield County Fairgrounds. We look forward to it every year. Thank you, Twyla.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kristen.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here today.